Wow. Okay. Today, I want to share something really, really dear to me, guys. This is foundational revelation that church needs to get. And the word I call today, authority over the atmosphere. Please, guys, during Russian service, I kind of explained that. Today, I want to explain this. And I don't want to butcher it. You know what I mean? I can pretty much really good explain in Russian, but English, I'm trying. I'm getting there. So pray for me. So today I want to talk about what exactly is power and authority. See, the thing is, the church doesn't get, Jesus does not just give you power. You see what I mean? I will explain this, guys. You will get this so clearly. Jesus gave us authority. This is absolutely, there is a huge difference between power and authority, and I will explain this. Just keep this in mind. Why are churches, Christians, ministries more like this world than their creator? Because most of them have no authority and no power. They have knowledge, understanding, salvation, but authority is something absolutely different. Absolutely different. For example, guys, you need to get this. When you're born again, by default, God gives you power. But authority, it's absolutely different. Let me explain this. You know that criminals, they have power. Any criminal can come to the bank, break the door with his AK-47, whatever, just put people on the ground, just take money away and run. This is power. When cops show up, this is authority. You see what I mean? Please get this. See, most of the churches, they kind of okay with operating in power. But power, that's only give you permission to operate on someone else's property. Authority, it's something that controls the whole everything. Let me explain this. Do you guys get this? You're gonna get it? I'm trying. Just pray for me. I'm trying. It's like embassy. Over here, when I was in one of the islands, we took vacation with my wife. One of the islands, and on that island, we saw the embassy of the U.S. It's interesting. God says, you know, sometimes you come as a U.S. citizen to the island. There is the one thing, because U.S. citizen has some power. But when embassy is on a property, they have authority. It's a country within a country. So basically, when ambassador walks, it's absolutely different than I walk, just with my U.S. passport. You see my point? See, God, he said, like, I give you authority over everything. We need to understand three heavens. First heaven, it's our heaven here. It's where people operate. And second heaven, it's where the kingdom of darkness been thrown. Third heaven, it's the God's domain. Basically, God kicked the devil and his fallen angels to the second heaven. That means if you not in authority, you are under constant bombardment of the second heaven, because you're on the first. What God wants to give you is give you access from the third heaven. That means everything second and the first heaven, it's submitted to your authority. But authority, guys, have price. Do you know what price authority is? In power, I can operate and do whatever I want. It's power. It's I am doing something for Jesus. It's good. I just go to the corner of the light and just share with somebody. Somebody give their life to Jesus. I go to the mall, share with someone, pray somebody. Somebody just cried, get healed, just get to know Jesus. This is power. Guys, authority, absolutely different thing. It's when God give you absolute authority over the region. It's different when you do something for Jesus. But authority, it's Jesus doing something through you. You see the difference? In power, this is my will. In authority, there is no your will. See the price for authority, it's no longer me. I cannot do anything what I want. It's no longer I'll pray. It's what are you doing, Jesus? I'm ambassador of someone else's, of of the country. That means ambassador cannot move on it on their own and do whatever they want. It means they absolutely submitted underneath the authority of that embassy. Do you get this, guys? See, the church, why church is weak? Because they try to fight the battle and stay alive. For example, bad neighborhood. For example, bad neighborhood. Cars burnt, windows broken, burnt down houses. And in the middle, you buy property and build a beautiful house. And to have power, you're constantly fighting someone else who wants to come and rob your house. It's a beautiful house in a bad neighborhood. You're constantly battling. You can't put alarm, security system, cameras, everything. Like put the dog in the yard. You do anything possible to control. That means power. Authority is to have control over the city. And as soon as you have authority over the city, you have authority over the neighborhood itself, not just one house. Did you get this, guys? See, God wants to give you authority. But most of the people, they don't want to let go of their ego. I want to do it. Jesus, this is my will be done. You know, I want to share this. I want to open this ministry. Jesus said, no. If you do this, it's only power for you. But when you submit and die, your ego, let go your ego. This is no longer you. It's Jesus, whatever you want to do. Remember how Jesus operated? He's like, it's not my will. I'm never moving unless I see my Father moving. Unless I see my Father doing, that's what I do. Okay, let's read one of the scriptures. I'll show you what I mean. It's absolutely in the Bible, and sometimes, see, a lot of Christians missing this. There is the two types of Christians, guys, I met. Both saved. Both love Jesus, read the Bible, pray, but absolutely operate in different authority. One type of Christians, they operate in power. That means they open, they do. The other type of Christians, it's absolutely different. When they walk into the room, some people feel Jesus. You get my point? They don't feel their like religion or their like ministry. If you see some people like walking, you see like them, it's your ministry. It's ego, guys. The real authority and you ambassador, that means it's not you. You represent something else. Yes, people see you, but they see kingdom. They see king. They see whatever you've been submitted to. It's no longer you. But a lot of Christians, they don't want to let go of their ego and their dreams and their vision for this city. Forget it. It's Jesus' vision for this city, guys. And we want to make this his house. And there is only one program over here, one program. You know, many churches have like, what kind of programs do you have? One, encounter Jesus. Let him take over this place. You see my point? The only one program, guys. Jesus, take over. We bought this place not to just have a nice meeting. Guys, we bought this place. I know in the future, this will be open 24/7. We pray. This is the house of prayer. That's what God never called. My house will be house of teaching. What? My house will be house of evangelism. My house will be house of really good preaching. No, my house. If you want to know what God calls his house, it's house of prayer. That's it. This is the only one reference in the Bible what the church is supposed to be. It's house of prayer. Oh, I'm preaching tonight. I had my sandwich. Last time I didn't. I like my batteries were like drained. Like, oi, oi, oi. I got my sandwich, guys. Get ready. Whew. Jesus. Okay, listen. Luke 10:18. And he said to them, I saw the Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority, listen to this, to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. See, this is the thing. When he give you the place where enemy cannot get. I constantly see Christians, Pastor, pray for me. Pastor, I have 50 questions that I want to ask you. Dude, go to Jesus. You know what I mean? Guys, please get me. I'm not against answering some questions, but I'm living in a place there is no questions. You see my point? God wants to transport you to the third heaven. When any questions arise, Jesus answers their questions for you. I don't need flesh. I don't need nobody pray for me. What do you mean? You have to be with God. You have to be absolutely in a different realm. Authority, it's absolutely different than power. And that's why you see churches struggling. That's why you see COVID-19 kill like what 30% of the churches in US? Oh my goodness. They still struggling, cannot even reopen. Because this is not God. This is like click in the Christian club. Club of good intentions. Club of reading Bible. Guys, we need power. We need authority. See, people with power not necessarily have authority, but people with authority absolutely have power all the time. How did I get, you know, it's been a while till I get from power to authority, but I have to reject my ego and what I want to do. You know, the biggest temptation for people who has a platform, it's not to do what they want to do. You guys have no idea. It's like, now you have no money, okay? You have like $5 to your name. and you said like, Jesus, I'm gonna build your kingdom. Soon as you have 10 million on your account. And then they will test your theory. 10 million, and then you're like, oh, kingdom can wait. I need my Lambo. Kingdom can wait. I need my mansion. On the ocean. You see my point, guys? See, it's same thing with authority. I remember when I was nobody. Nobody know me, nothing to my name. And like, Jesus is all to you. And then he give you global platform. And then you become spiritual father to many people, open churches around the world. And now the question is, what are you gonna do? Because one word from you, a lot of stuff starts happening. Because it's given to you. And that's why many ministries fail, guys. Because they pay the price. Go to the place of authority and misuse the authority. You see my point? That's why we see all those stars falling right now. I mean Christian stars. Like falling. People with global network, global ministries falling. Because you start misuse your place. And God, he said, I will not give, nobody can touch my glory. I will not give you my glory. You cannot, I will not share my glory with you. See, ambassador in embassy, he's got know his will on his own. There is no will. You are the representative of the king and the kingdom or president or the country. That's it. Everything you say, it's the will of the king. You can't say like, okay, let me do something with this. It's not gonna work. God will remove you. So do you want just power? Always battling, always fighting, always struggling. Or you want authority that absolutely supersede, you will be on the top of all of it. It's absolutely different, guys. Please get this. When God explained this to me, he said, submit. Do you want power? I said like, yes, but do you want authority? I said, yes, just because with authority, it's no longer me doing, it's God is moving. People will not see you. See, and a lot of people, they're not even thanking you because they don't feel you. You speak, they feel God. You see my point? This revelation I'm giving you, this is not my own. And as soon as I get from the king as ambassador, and give it to you. Everybody like, praise Jesus. That's what when Satan fell. That's why Lucifer fell. Because he tried to, how should I say it? He tried to own that revelation. He tried to keep for himself. Wow. Be careful. Behold, I give you the authority to trample the serpents and over all power. Not just, remember the seven sons of the Sceva? Remember those guys that tried to cast the demon out of one person? See, the power allow you to manifest the demons. But authority will give you power to cast the demons out. You see my point? See, that's why a lot of people come to Jesus and say like, we did this in your name. And do you remember what he said? Depart from me. I never knew you. What does it mean? That means you were a fake cop. You bought the car, you bought the uniform, you bought the gun, but you never connected to police department. I don't know, guys, do you get this? He said like, oh God, I catch criminals in your name. He's like, you were not in my department. Who are you? I said, I get a gun, I have a badge. He's like, fake, fake, fake. See, this is many churches like this, guys. They think they're doing something from Jesus, but they're doing it out of their own will. They look like cops, they talk like cops, they walk like cops, but they're not cops. Because to be a cop, guys, it's hard to become a cop. You know, it's hard to become a firefighter. My goodness. But when you become a police officer, then it is easy. Did you get this? If, for example, cop will pull up here, you will give him your respect, I guarantee you. Because you're not respecting him, you're respecting the authority. One call, 50 cars will be here in 1, 2, 5, 10 minutes. Boom, 50 cars. That's authority, guys. But he needs to, but soon as you put your uniform on, if you're a real police officer, then this is no longer you. It's done. This is no longer Smith. This is Officer Smith. This is, you're not talking to me, hey man, you tell him, yes sir. And you say like, little scrawny little dude, but man, he has authority. He's like, well, I'll punch him. Trust me, he's not gonna punch you. He'll call his dogs and they will punch you. And there is gonna be another video on the internet. Cops using their authority. Did you see what I mean, guys? Power. And that's what a lot of churches do right now. They think like, oh, we have a Bible and we have our own idea how this thing needs to run. And it's like, what? I don't need no program, guys. Only one program. Jesus, come. Soon as you come, I'm stepping away and letting you run this thing. This is you. This is your place. I don't care. You don't have any programs. Well, find the church down the street. They have many programs. Enjoy. Enjoy. I want one program, Jesus. I want you. You are my program. You are my future. You are my life. Wow. A lot of people think, they're like, oh, I'm going to do something for Jesus. Jesus says, I don't need you. Why do I need you? And a lot of, remember when Jesus died and a lot of people said like, oh, what did Jesus conquer? He's like, I will conquer. I will do. Satan, same Satan running the same show. Same people, sick, dying, killing each other. What did you do, Jesus? Jesus didn't come to bound the devil. He came to bring his kingdom. Guys, you see what I mean? See, that's what people, a lot of people miss. They think Jesus brought the salvation. You remember, a lot of people preaching salvation, salvation, salvation. Jesus didn't preach salvation. He preached the kingdom. And salvation is a part of the kingdom. Did you get me? See, the kingdom of God. You are close to the kingdom. Come to the kingdom. That's Jesus' message. Kingdom, kingdom, kingdom. And he said like, I don't need your opinion. All I need you to become, go through the process, die to yourself, to your ideas, plans, and just become my ambassador. I will give you credentials and I will run the show, not you. A lot of people don't want that. It's like, Jesus, I want you to give me authority, but I want to do it myself, my way. I want to do what I think is good. No, 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 not going to work. Police department will fire you. That is the difference, guys. When you have power, which is not bad, you do something for Jesus. Oh, this is noble. I'm doing something for Jesus. This is good. But Jesus said, I don't need you. Soon as you give him permission to do something through you, that's it. You're not glorified. He's glorified. He does so much more than you even think. This is no longer your program. And that's what's good. Okay, where are we? Are we good? Are we good? See, we're gonna eat after second service. All right. Whew. That's good. One example. In the first service, my mom gave me this bottle of water. And it was cold. Now, you know, in the first service who was here, I said like, this was cold. Guys, this is not cold anymore. This is absolutely warm water right now. I don't need cold. I just want to make my point. In the first service, this bottle was ice cold from the fridge. There is two ways how to keep the bottle water cold. One, you need to constantly battle with elements and put it in ice. Take it out of the ice. Or it's getting warm. Put it in the ice again. Basically, you're battling the atmosphere. The other way, how to conquer the temperature in a bottle in water, it's to turn down and turn on the AC. Oh, I let you just sink in. Whoever controls the thermostat controls the temperature of water in this bottle. Do you guys get what I mean? That means God didn't give you just power to keep your bottle cold. He gave you authority over the thermostat. That means everything will submit to whatever thermostat say. It's like I was in a sauna a couple days ago, like in your, you know, fitness clubs, they have saunas. And I was sitting in the sauna and like, you know, like it's hot. Imagine just sit in the sauna and decide not to sweat. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. You just go and just like, power on my mind. I'm not gonna sweat. Yeah, right. You will be submitted to the authority over the of that thermostat. You will fail. You will sweat. You will submit. You will lose this battle. And God, see, he does, that's why Jesus came. Jesus didn't came to, see, the Old Testament, it's only power. You see my point? Only power. You can only survive. You know, Moses, Jacob, Isaac, they barely survived because they have power. When Jesus came, he gave you authority. That means he placed you above everything and give you the, not only power, give you authority. Remember in Jerusalem, Jesus told his disciples, don't move unless this thing will come. And this is just not only power, it's authority. Remember, couple words from Peter, thousands of people fell on their face and gave their life to Jesus. This is not power, guys. This is authority. See, I don't want to waste my life just to fight to keep the bottle cold. I want to invest and I want to pay my price to get the hold of the thermostat. Just to conquer that thing. And as soon as I, you know, that's why churches lukewarm. Because their cities controlled by the demons and principalities. They control their air. They control. And how you control, you get out of this first heaven, second heaven, and to the third heaven. You know the new age? You know the new age for the Christians right now? A lot of people teaching you second heaven revelations. Do you guys notice that? People go into like out-of-body experience. God never allowed to do this without his permission, by the way. You cannot do this. This is absolutely demonic. People do all kinds of sorts of breathing exercises, all kinds of stuff. They breathe in mushrooms, you know, like a new thing. There's a mushroom churches, you know what? Those psychedelic mushroom churches. This is insanity. Insanity. And they call this God. People call that God. It's a joke. And it's only second heaven. Yeah, you operate in the power and revelation of second heaven. It's demonic. But soon as God gives you authority through the blood, straight, because you are placed on the throne by his side. You are by his side. That means, but he wants to rule, guys. See, that the price for this authority, it's no longer you. And a test will come when God gives you authority. That's why we're going through this life, through the grueling process of this desert and fighting and all of this, because you need to come as worthy of this. You see my point? You need to go through the process and God reward you with his authority. Ah. Oh, I love it. I love this. I love this. See, there is two ways of cooling this bottle. One is constant battle with, I'll put ice right here. I put it in the ice. I guarantee you, in 1 hour, ice and the bottle will be same temperature as room. The other power, guys, is to fight to get to thermostat and control it. What? That's what Jesus was talking about. I give you authority over atmosphere, not over a single demon or the problem, over entire atmosphere of the enemy. The paradox of this is the church spends its entire life trying to keep the bottle warm. Cold, and never wins the battle because the devil knows the law of the spiritual atmosphere. And no matter what the carnal church would try to do, in the end, it will succumb to the atmosphere of this world. It will always fail. All these plans, all this stuff that church come up with, it will never work, guys. The only thing is work. It's not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord, guys. Spirit. I don't know how about you. I am an old-fashioned classic Christian. I want power of God. Do you know what devil does right now? He removes the word and he takes away your prayer. This generation has the most time to pray because my generation never had all these gadgets, guys. This is supposed to make your life easy and give you more time. Imagine, email here. I remember my emails. You have to type. You have to fold. You have to lick. Put the stamp. You have to go. You have to send it. You get what? There is so many things. Do you even know what fax is? Fax. Faxing papers. It's like you sit by the fax machine and waiting until somebody prints something. Now it's like, bang, it's here. But this is the generation that has the least time, guys. Prayerless generation. I urge you guys, I challenge you to bring back your prayer time and your word, your spent time in the Word of God. Absolutely refuse. Just click this thing off. It's a destruction. It's just taking away your time. Whoever controls the thermostat, atmosphere, controls the elements. And that's why, guys, I want this to be embassy of God, this building. And then parking lots will be covered by the glory. And then all those apartments will be covered by the glory. Guys, and we go on and on. That's how kingdom expand. You see, kingdom does not go and take over. Kingdom, it sows its seed and then it grows. See, that's how kingdom works. It grows and grows and grows. And the darkness supposed to either submit and receive Jesus or move out of here. You see my point? See, that's how kingdom of God works. You don't fight anything. You just build. You pray and build and pray and build until this thing expands. And they have to move on, not you. They have to make choices, not you. And that's why we're here, guys. That's why we're here. That's what God gave us this building. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 7:28. Oh, I love this one. I love this. Everybody saw. Everybody knew what Jesus is doing. Everybody felt his spirit. Matthew 7:28. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching. See, that's the key, guys. For he taught with a real authority, quite unlike their teachers of religious law. See, that's the thing. Anything you do, guys, it will be with authority. See, that's what I mean. It doesn't matter who you are. You play, you sing, you do anything. If you do with authority, oh my goodness, get ready. Something's gonna shift in the atmosphere. Something's gonna change. There is nothing, and there is nothing devil can do. Because you operate from the third heaven, he cannot control. And that's why we have to bring back the prayer in the spirit, guys. God gives you the language and you have to use it. Stop fighting the devil with your mind. My prayer, usually 10% with my native tongue and 90% it's a spiritual language. I don't even play around with this. I know this is the key. You want a successful life? You want to get healed? Pray, pray, pray and pray. You will be amazed what prayer is going to do with you. You will be amazed, guys. The battles you will not fight. You will be shocked. The stuff you will just pass. Other people stuck and have to fight and have to always do all this nonsense. You're like, oh, this is a hard season. And you're like, what do you mean? Oh, Jesus, that was a fight of my life. What do you mean? You're just like flying on top of it like, whoa. Oh, the eagles. The eagles are coming. Lord of the Rings. Pretty soon it's going to be SpongeBob references. Trust me. Danny knows what I mean. Woo! Ay, ay, ay. You want to be a chicken? Or you want to be an eagle? And for God's sake, please, eagles, don't marry chickens. Please! Oh, chicken looks beautiful, but can't chicken fly with you? Chicken is okay to lay an egg and then just relax. Eagle don't care about this, guys. All eagle wants to do is just go so far, you can't even see it. You think some arrow's gonna reach this? No! Chicken, it's food. I don't want to be food. Don't be spiritual chicken. Kentucky Fried Chicken. I don't know. Jesus told me, stop fighting the effects of the demon second heaven. I give you the power, just lift up. But we don't want to invest. See, guys, I rather spend 1-2 hours in a prayer in the spirit. He's like, oh, I have no time. Make time. I don't believe it. You have no time. You will always make time for stuff that you want to do. And stop lying to yourself. If you want something, you will make time for it. It will be your priority. See, I never understood this. Oh, Jesus, there is no time. No. Your priority is in the wrong order. Soon as you straighten everything up, Jesus will be first. And all of the first fruits will be His. You don't get me? First fruits, it means everything in the beginning of the day will belong to Him. That's why I love pray in the morning, guys. My brain is empty and clean. No worries, no problems, no bills to pay, just clean. Just give it to Him. Give Him the first fruits of your day. See, I love this. I love this, another passage from Matthew 21, verse 13. Matthew 21, 13. And He said to them, it is written, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are turning into den of robbers. See, the problem is a lot of churches, it's no longer church, it's a business. You see my point? It's, we sell this here, we sell this teachings here, this courses right here. Come and learn how to be. See, people come to church, become like a psychology session. It's no longer moved by power. Now we learn the second heaven revelations and we teach this to the people at the church. Jesus said, come up, come up. Remember what He said to Moses? Come to me. See guys, this is the key. Don't bring Him down here. He said like, come up to me. Come up to Him. Just go to Him. Go to Him. Make time. Love Him. Invest your time. Stop saying, soon as you make Him priority, guys, I guarantee you, He will make you priority. You will be amazed what kind of doors will be open to you. Other people will stand in line for years for the doors that will open to you instantly. And people, like I said, like you explain this to Him. I live this life. Guys, I'm teaching you stuff that I live in. Favor upon favor upon favor. It's ridiculous. It's unfair, almost. People say like, oh. See guys, to me Christianity, it's not just your ministry. Show me your family. Show me your relationship with your kids and with your wife. Uh-huh. Some prophets on a third marriage already. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. This is not my way. You cannot fix first, you cannot fix second, you're on the third one, and that one is almost done. See, this is not, see, to me, show me who you are outside of this pulpit, of this platform. Who are you? Are you using your principles that you preach? Are you walking the way that you teach other people? Do you walk that way? Oh, you know what I mean. Yeah, I know what you mean. Why is the church weak and helpless? Because for the most part, the church is no longer praise and has no submitted, it's always submitted to the spiritual atmosphere and elements of this world. You know, guys, saddest thing, American statistics show that the most unpopular, insignificant, and least attended service in the church is prayer. Guys, insignificant, least attended. Most of the churches don't even have prayer meetings anymore. They have programs. Ah, Jesus, come back. Jesus, bring your power. I'm praying, guys. God gave us the glory. It's not by my power. Oh, how many degrees your pastor has? One. It's called Jesus. All I want is encounter Jesus. You want wisdom? You're not going to find in a book. Because wisdom, it's a spirit, guys. Wisdom, it's spirit. You can be smart. Smart, it's person who finished the school, college, just university. Smart. Smart dude, good. But wisdom, it's spirit. What is wisdom? It's to have, basically, wisdom contains all knowledge. Wisdom, it's instant access to the thing you need at that moment. Did you get me, guys? Wisdom, it's I don't know anything, but I know everything. I'm not learning anything, but I'm carrying the knowledge and wisdom of the heaven. And that's how God gave it to you. Soon as you say, God, I'm submitting to you, give me your wisdom. I'm sick of all of these books. I love books. I love some books I don't. I love your book, that's for sure. But give me your wisdom. And soon as he gave, guys, it's instant. You want to explain something? It's instantly. You have access to that portion of information that you never learned. It's just given to you. Remember when Pharisees start noticing the disciples and they say, like, they never were in school. But then they noticed they were disciples. They were taught by Jesus. It's absolutely different, guys. Oh, I want his wisdom. I don't want to be smart. I want to be wise. That's the difference. Whoo. Please understand, by taking away prayer from the church, Satan deprives the church of authority over the atmosphere. Guys, all of this stuff is good. I'm not against any stuff that churches do. But don't lose prayer. Prayer is number one. That's what we are rebuilding at this church, guys. That's why we're so on it. That's why we have online TC Watchman group. If anybody want to join, just talk to Ilusha and Lila. They will include you. And you, every day, you pray for an hour for the church, for the leadership, for the atmosphere, for the city. And you fast for one day a week. 1 hour a day you pray, one day you fast in 1 week. It's not hard, guys. But you will see how your spiritual starts growing. Soon as you start giving, did you notice how you differentiate between babies in Jesus and people, mature people in Jesus? Babies always take. Mature Christians always give. Did you notice that? So, did you see, as soon as young mama gives birth to a baby, did you notice baby doesn't give anything? Well, he gives something I'm not going to mention. Okay? We're not going to go there. He's like, here you go. Enjoy. But baby always take milk, take attention, take everything. It takes. Soon as you become mature parent, all you do is give. But did you guys notice how God, he's a giving God. Everything he does, he gives. Whatever you want something, he gives you. He gives you his son. He gives you blood. He gives you seed by him. Everything. All God wants to do is give. And as soon as I understand that revelation, do you want to Do you want to live in like in awe of God, in power of God, in authority? Start give. Giving, 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 giving. And you will see how everything, heaven starts flowing through you. As soon as you take, God cannot benefit. You see, God only benefits when you give, when something flows through you. This is the only way it works. Soon as you start taking, it's no longer, you plug the thing and God's not taking anything. There is nothing to take. God cannot move. Guys, what is revival? See, the thing is, do you know, I read about most of the revivals. I read about most of the revivalists. I had personal revival in 1993, you know, my own story. We have like a huge explosion of God's glory in 1993. And only one thing, guys, only one thing connects all revivals. It all starts with absolute dedication in prayer. It's the prayer. It's only one element when all revivals contain. It's a prayer. It's a deep, absolutely, you give yourself totally in prayer. God, we don't want to do nothing without you. It's only you or nothing. We don't want nothing. See, as soon as you say, God, it's only you, and we're not going to move until you move, you will see awakening, outpouring, and revival. This is the key, guys. This is the key. Awakening and outpouring of the glory of God is the result of the atmosphere captured by the church over its city. See, this is the whole thing. And then heaven starts pouring out of you, pouring out of this church, because we connect this place to the third heaven and it just flows, guys. That's what Satan is afraid of. He's not afraid of your power or you do something for Jesus. Go do it. But soon as God starts to do stuff through you and it starts pouring out of you, this is what he's afraid of. He cannot control the people who are led by the third heaven, who've been used by the third heaven, guys. This is awesome. This is so awesome. And that's why he said to his disciples, do not move unless you see my power, my authority come, and it's going to be an explosion. And you no longer control it. See, that's why I love authority. You cannot control it. It's his. Absolutely. Power, you can control. Because it's only flowing out of you. You can always control this stuff. You can guide this. You can stop this. But as soon as this authority, it's atom bomb. It's like boom. And you cannot control it. People watching getting blasted. People over here just floored. People in encounter just receiving Jesus. It cannot be controlled anymore. And that's what God's kingdom is. You cannot control this anymore. The revelation of power over the atmosphere, authority over the atmosphere, that's the church needs to receive. This is the revelation church needs to receive. And stop. God told me, don't move unless it will come. Don't just do stuff. Just wait, pray, invest, build, go up and up until it is exploded. Guys, this is our focus. This is our goal, to pray until we see this thing move. We see heaven moving on this earth. But unfortunately, guys, I know a lot of churches, I know a lot of pastors, they're always looking for some new thing, new program. What is popular right now in the church? They buy, like, they invest $500,000 in all of the beautiful equipment and beautiful toilets. You see my point? Everything, they invest in all of this stuff that doesn't mean nothing. They spend so much time, effort, energy, and money into absolutely useless stuff. We're gonna invest, guys, into something that will last. We invest into this house that will pray 24/7. This is our dream. This is our goal. We don't wanna grow church, we wanna grow Jesus. Whew. We wanna grow Jesus. Let him he be. Big and huge and mighty. Our dream is to turn this house into the house of prayer. Of course, it's gonna be a word. Of course, it's gonna be a worship. Worship and prayer, basically, it's the same thing. Because It's a tabernacle of David. You know what I mean? Tabernacle of David. It's when you read this, it's prayer and worship and music together. This is what God's rebuilding. He's rebuilding this connection, this flow, worship, prayer, and music together. That's what Tabernacle of David is. And that's what God is bringing to the last days. He's rebuilding this. Our position, guys, as a transformation center is to dominate the atmosphere over this city. I don't know how long it takes. I don't care. We will invest. We will pray. We will build. If you want to join, welcome. This is the church for you. If you're here for some click or the club, just find something down the street. It's not for you. Because it's going to be for people who love, how should I say this, like a pleasures of this world, this church will be boring. What do? Worship. Okay. And then what you do? We pray. What? And then what do you do at the encounter? We worship and pray a lot. Did you do anything else? Yeah. We pray again on Friday. What do you mean? What do you guys do at your home cells? Well, mostly pray. What? You see, people, you will get bored if you're looking for some pleasure of this world. But if you're a person, if you're a spiritual person, if you love God and love move of God, this is going to be heaven. Oh, pray, more pray. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. I'm finishing. I'm hungry. Yeah, I am. I don't know how about you. It's a second service for me. You don't need to go anywhere and convince anyone of anything. Capture the atmosphere and everyone will come to you. Did you notice how Jesus never ran and invite nobody to his ministry? Oh, come to our church. What? You need to have so much authority and power. People will line up to get into this church. You don't need, guys, trust me. God's church doesn't need commercials. Guys, it's led by the Spirit. Spiritual people will cut this in the atmosphere and they will come. Jesus never had social media. 5,000 people, 10,000, 5,000 people without, it says without women and children. But most of the Jewish families is a lot of women and a lot of children. Imagine how many people there were. Thousands of people, no social media, nothing. Oh, we're going to do Jesus. We're going to call. We're going to open social media. I mean, we're going to let him come. What? Just pray. They will come. Trust me, the spiritual atmosphere, it attracts. And people, see, that's what I notice. This world, they want Jesus. I say it again, they don't want your program. They want Jesus. And soon as it's going to be more and more Jesus, it's going to be more and more people coming receiving Jesus. He will point them to this direction. He will bring them here. Because, see, the thing is, soon as it's his embassy, this is his ministry. Why are you struggling? This is his thing. Just do what he says. That's it. Jesus, what do you want me to do? Pray. Thank you. That's easy. Wow. That's why we pray the prayer. Guys, that's why we pray the prayer of Jesus. Let thy kingdom come, let your will be done. You know what amazes me? This is the last one. I'm finishing. You know what amazes me? Disciples of Jesus spend 3+ years around him. When he finishes his ministry, almost at the end of their ministry, they never ask him, teach us how to preach. They never ask him, teach us how to cast out the demons. Teach us how to reach the masses. Do you know what they ask him? Teach us how to pray. Guys, by the question alone, I understand this. This is it. They knew this is the questions of, it's a timeless question. Teach us. They saw everything. But one question they ask, teach us how to pray. We make the prayer great again. I want to make t-shirt, guys. Somebody make the t-shirt. Make the prayer great again. And a hat. Make the prayer great again. Let's stand up, guys. I'm done. Just right now, I feel like God wants to teach you something. Like, guys, please rededicate yourself. If you feel like spirit of this world, just take away your time with God. Not just prayer, guys. Please don't, not just prayer. Honor and worship. If it's been taken from you, do I have music? Yeah, I have music. Please rededicate yourself. Trust me, devil will try to take, he was not gonna take your stuff and your business or your money, your family. He's not gonna take none of it. But all he wants to take, your ability to go and become person with authority. He doesn't care about your power. You can keep the bottle cold. Make sure you don't touch the thermostat. You can keep the, you can bring as much ice as you want, because in a couple hours, your ice will be lukewarm. It will be all done. Just ask him if any of you guys need prayer, come up front. We have a team that will pray for you. If you want, rededicate yourself and say, God, I'm done with this nonsense, fighting with this enemy on my own. I'm finished. I'm done. I'm sick of it. Please take over. Oh, young people, I'm talking to you. I know how you are with your social media. Oh yeah, I'm talking to you. And if God's pulling you, you need to be right here. You need to obey God, not me. I don't care. I'm just do what he told me. If you feel like this is your time to rededicate yourself to reading the word and to worship and pray in the spirit, not just pray, Jesus, help me through this day. No, submit and start pounding and pounding the spirit world with your spiritual prayer that God already gave you the language for. If you feel this is you, come up front. The team will pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Just stretch your hands, close your eyes. Just let's pray. I pray for people who are watching us. I pray for people who are afraid to come. I understand. Jesus, touch them where they sit. I don't care. Ah, Jesus, thank you, thank you. You opening this up. And we're moving on from simply power of person who was saved. We're moving to authority to the sons of God. And this is the church. You want to be his bride? His bride operates in authority, not just power, authority. Oh, his church, he's going to come and he's going to take his church, not just church in power. He's going to take for the church that is in authority. Jesus, thank you. I pray for my brothers and sisters. Touch them. Rededicate. Help them to rededicate their lives. Not, I know they belong to you. They're saved. But they are miserable. See, that's the thing. You're God's. You're saved. But your life on this earth is miserable. God didn't call you to be miserable. He called you to dominate. He called you to conquer. He called you to be victorious. Because you are son and daughter of God. Holy Spirit lives and dwells on the inside of you. Don't be afraid. Just in this season, please understand what God is doing. And please change your way. Because this world put so much pressure right now. And if you're not submitted and you're praying and fasting and reading your word, oh, I feel sorry for you already. You will be miserable. Yeah, you will be at the church, but you will be half done, half gone, half asleep. My goodness. You need to be victorious. You need to be on fire. On fire. I refuse to be mediocre Christian. I refuse the mediocrity. I refuse to just survive. I refuse. I'm called to greatness as you are. All of us. I refuse. stop battling your problems on your own. You have a problem? Pray. 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 Fight in prayer. You will see that you will receive the power. You will be elevated. That stuff will not touch you anymore. One time I told God, Jesus, why can you not help me to get rid of this? He said, this is the thing that will always bother you if you remain on this level. Soon as you elevate, that stuff will not follow you. Please get this. Some people say, why I'm free from this, but I'm still fighting this? Because you don't need to fight this. You need to get out of it. Go up, go higher. Over there on that mountain, that stuff will not follow you. It can't. Oh, Jesus, thank you. He called you to come up. He called you to greatness. Don't be mediocre Christian. Guys, we have so much knowledge. We are the generation that never lived on this earth with so much knowledge and revelation and depth and the wisdom and the teacher and prophets that God gave us during this time. It's amazing. And the church at the weakest. What's going on? It's bring back the prayer. Bring back the prayer closet. Bring back your Holy of Holies. Bring back your worship. Bring back your Bible. Bring back. You cannot read? Listen. I don't care. Listen to the Word. Thank you, Jesus. I have a Bible in print. I have a Bible, audio Bible. I have a video Bible with the music and some artwork. I don't care. Just Bible. I'm eating this thing. This is my foundation. Thank you, Jesus. I know right now a lot of people will rededicate their life, not just to you, they're yours. Dedicate their lives to greatness, to pray and fast and become victorious. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for our prayer team. Thank you for our youth. I know you guys, youth, you will go so much more further. Imagine, I'm getting this at 50. You're getting this revelation at 18. Are you kidding me? I can only imagine what would happen to me if somebody tell me what I'm telling you right now. I will have to climb and fight myself to this revelation on my own. Nobody tell me this. I have to fight for it. I have to go through hell and back to get this. Oh, that's what power in me. Thank you, Jesus. I have so much bruises and knives stuck in me. My God. I have to heal for the 5 years. And then, okay, finally I got the revelation. Thank you, Jesus. Now you get this for free. Please use it. It cost me a lot. A lot. It costed me a lot. It was not a free lesson. Oh, I paid for this one. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for our youth, especially for our youth, because this is our future. Please imprint your spirit on them. Please draw them. Draw. Invite them to the mountain. And you listen to God. You are set apart. You are a generation that's set apart right now. God is calling you to stuff that I never dream about. And I know it. And He told me, you're gonna be the father. You're gonna be the protector. I will give this to them. I'm actually jealous and envious of you in a good way. Because I know the stuff I got in 50, you got the same stuff at 18. My goodness, how far you can go. My goodness, how far can you go? Please don't waste this revelations. Please don't waste it. It's costed us so much. So much. Thank you, Jesus. I bless my family. I pray for my family. And I know you want to elevate everybody to the higher position. To the position of authority, power, might, revelation and wisdom and knowledge. Thank you, Jesus. This is your house, once again, dedicated to you to see the revival and reformation come. This is your house. And everybody says, amen. Give Jesus a shout. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. You are my king. You are my papa. I love you. Sit down. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, guys. Have a good afternoon. Awesome fellowship. We'll see you downstairs right now. You can go. Bless you guys. See you next time.